wish I had written a will. Upon first glance, hell disappoints. The giant sheet metal warehouse, probably around 20,000 square feet, boasts corrugated metal walls, concrete floors, and the stale sweat stench of 100 high school gym lockers. The ceiling is easily 25 feet above me. At the far end, a few freight containers are stacked in the corner, and a circular metal staircase leads up to a second level. Our end of the warehouse has a dedicated training area and a fully equipped gym. Half-naked, sweaty, pumped-up alpha males grapple on scarred red mats and spar in the two practice rings. Fight posters and pennants are plastered on the walls. In one corner, a man dressed as a drill sergeant is barking orders at a motley group of huffing, puffing fighter wannabes. My stomach clenches as the drum roll of speed bags, the slap of jump ropes, the whir of the treadmill, and the thud of gloves on flesh create a gut-churning symphony of violent sound.
"Hey, Rampage, you get us a new ring girl?"
A small, wiry, bald fighter with red-rimmed, pupil-less psycho eyes points to the FCUKME lettering on my t-shirt and makes an obscene gesture with his hips.
"Answer is yes, honey. Find me after the show."
I berate myself for my poor choice of attire. But really, it is my sister Susie's fault. She sends me the strangest gifts from London. Rampage leads me toward an enormous raised boxing ring in the center of the warehouse. Spiky-haired punkers, clean-cut jocks, hip-hop headers, businessmen in suits, and leather-vested bikers fill the metal bleachers and folding chairs surrounding the main attraction. I've never seen a more eclectic group. There must be at least 200 people here with seating for probably 200 more. But there's no sign of Amanda, some best friend. We stop in front of a small roped-off area about 10 feet square. Rampage opens a steel-framed gate and shoves me inside.
"You can wait in the pen. It's for your own safety. We can't have people wandering too close to the ring."
"I am not an animal," I mumble as the gate slams shut. He doesn't even crack a smile. Maybe he doesn't go to the movies. I walk to the back of the pen for a good view of the ring and instantly recognize the man with the black bandana, despite the fact that he has changed into a pleasantly tight pair of white board shorts with black-winged skulls emblazoned on the sides. "That's him!" I shriek. "That's the guy who didn't buy a ticket!" Amusement flashes in Rampage's beady black eyes. He stalks over to the pen and throws open the gate.
"You get that guy to buy a ticket, and we'll call everything off. I won't make you face the ring."
My brow crinkles. "Isn't he a fighter? Does he even need a ticket?"
"I made you an offer. You gonna stand around talking, or you gonna take it?"
I lean up against the gate. This has got to be a joke. And guess what? I'm not playing anymore. Just let me find Amanda, and I'll get out of here. Rampage glowers at me, and his voice drops to a menacing growl.
"You get up those stairs or I'll take you up myself, and I can guarantee it ain't gonna be pretty."
I sigh an exasperated sigh. I'm going. What the hell? Even if this is some kind of joke, the guy in the ring has mouth-watering shoulders and a great ass. I can also make out some tattoos on his back. It can't hurt to get a closer look. Maybe make a new friend? Stiffening my spine, I climb the stairs and slide between the ropes and onto the spongy canvas mat. Hesitating, I take one last look over my shoulder. Rampage smirks and waves me forward. My target is leaning over the ropes on the other side of the ring, talking to an excessively curvy blonde wearing a one-piece pink lycra bodysuit. Her mountain of platinum hair is cinched on top of her head in a tight ponytail. Her huge brown doe eyes are enhanced by her orange spray-on tan and a slash of hot pink lipstick. She is pink, and she is luscious. She is pink-a-luscious. She rests a dainty pink-tipped hand on Torment's foot and gazes up at him until he slides his foot back and away. Ah, unrequited love. My heart goes out to pink-a-luscious, but really, she could do better than some 2-bit cheapskate fighter.
"Hey, Torment, I brought you a treat."
Rampage's voice booms over the excited murmur of the crowd. In one smooth, quick movement, Torment spins around to face me. My eyes are slow to react. No doubt he caught me staring at his ass, and now I am staring at something even more enticing. Something big.